Well, good morning, everyone. My name is Alex McMorrin. I'm not Jordan the intern. I know we look very similar. So I grew up attending this church. Currently, I'm the pastor at new pastor at Digby Baptist Church in Nova Scotia. But I'm home for one weekend, and so the leadership of the church asked me to come and speak, and so I'm very grateful to have the opportunity to be with you here this morning. So I want to start with a quick show of hands. Who has seen the movie Kung Fu Panda? Okay, that looks like most of you. That's good. So for anyone who hasn't seen it, Kung Fu Panda is a movie about a panda named Po, who is selected to be or identified to be a legendary kung fu warrior called the Dragon Warrior. But the catch is that Po has absolutely no kung fu training or kung fu experience. He has no idea what he's doing. He ends up at the selection ceremony by accident. But the great sage Master Oogway recognizes something in Po, something inherent in him, and declares that Po will become the Dragon Warrior. The catch, though, is that Master Oogway is not the one who is going to train Po. That falls to a slightly younger master, Master Shifu. And Master Shifu does not like Po because Po is clumsy, fat, and obsessed with food. It reminds me of myself sometimes. But Shifu begins training Po, and through Shifu's training, Po grows to be the Dragon Warrior that Oogway saw that he could be. And by the end of the movie, he's able to defeat an evil kung fu practitioner and save the town that he lives in. At the same time, though, Master Shifu grows as well. His understanding of what a kung fu warrior can be expands. He learns to become more accepting and learns to teach in new ways. And so while Po is the main character of the movie, Master Shifu grows almost as much as Po does. In many ways, this is what it's like to grow as a Christian. As our reading from Proverbs today says, iron sharpens iron. As Christians, we are called to be disciples, and to be a disciple means to be taught. And so in order to grow, we need to have more experienced Christians in our lives leading us and helping us grow. But at the same time, Christians are called to be disciple makers. Before Jesus returned to heaven, he instructed his disciples to go and make more disciples. And so as we disciple others, much like Master Shifu, we grow in the process. And that's the dynamic I want to explore with you today. But before we get into that, let's say a brief prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before you today desiring to grow. We are here this morning because we want to grow in what it means to walk with you. And so as we dive into your word this morning, may you open our hearts and our minds to receive the message that you have for us this morning. We pray this in Jesus' name, through the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So there are a lot of examples of mentoring relationships in the Bible, but my favorite is the relationship between Paul and Timothy. The Bible contains two letters written from Paul to Timothy, aptly titled 1 and 2 Timothy. And in 2 Timothy chapter 1, beginning in verse 3, Paul writes this: I thank God, whom I serve, as my ancestors did, with a clear conscience, as night and day I constantly remember you in my prayers. Recalling your tears, I long to see you so that I may be filled with joy. I am reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and, I am persuaded, now lives in you also. For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. And then jumping down to verse 13, what you heard from me, keep as the pattern of sound teaching, with faith and love in Jesus Christ. Guard the good deposit that was entrusted to you. Guard it with the help of the Holy Spirit who lives in us. Now, you're probably familiar with Paul. He wrote a good chunk of the New Testament. He helped bring the message of Jesus all over the Roman Empire. But you may not be as familiar with Timothy. Paul first meets Timothy in Acts chapter 16 in the town of Lystra. And at this point, Timothy has already been taught and mentored in the faith by his mother and his grandmother, as we read in 2 Timothy. And we're told in the book of Acts that all the believers in the town of Lystra speak well of Timothy, and Paul recognizes the potential in this young man and takes him under his wing. Timothy joins Paul on his missionary journeys, and Paul begins to mentor Timothy and to fan into flame his gifts. Paul teaches Timothy and helps him grow in faith and love. And after a few years, Paul starts sending Timothy to check on the churches he planted. Timothy has grown enough that he is now ready for this important task. And Timothy is also listed as a co-author on some of Paul's letters, which are in the Bible. And so Timothy may have even had a hand in shaping Scripture. Paul helps Timothy grow in his gifts and grow as a Christian. And Timothy eventually grows to be an indispensable co-worker of Paul. Eventually, Paul appoints Timothy as the head overseer in the church of Ephesus. And now the church in Ephesus was one of the largest in the region we now call Turkey. And so Timothy is essentially the senior pastor of a large church. And even then, Paul continues to mentor Timothy by mail. These are the letters of 1 and 2 Timothy in our Bible. Even as a leader in the church, Timothy has more growing to do. Timothy is able to grow into a capable church leader because he had Lois and Eunice and then Paul helping him grow as a Christian and develop his gifts. As I reflect on my own experiences growing up here at KBC and the things that helped me grow, this theme of mentoring and teaching has been really important to my growth as a Christian. Throughout my life, I've had more mature Christians recognize my gifts, often before I myself did, and help me grow in my ability to use them. I remember when I was a child attending what was then called Faith Walk, which is now Kingdom Kids, my budding skills with computers and technology were recognized, and I was often asked to run the slides in the CD player for the music time. Even from that early age, people in this church were already identifying some of my gifts and helping me grow. As I transitioned out of Faith Walk and into youth group, Reba and Jeff, who were the youth pastors at the time, took a keen interest in my growth as a Christian and gave me opportunities to develop my gifts. I helped plan and run games nights, especially Nerf nights, and we'd find bullets days later. I ran a small group Bible study for some of the other guys in senior high. When I was in grade 11, I was asked to sing in the youth-led service, this very service here several years ago, which was a big step for me at the time. I had never done anything like that before. I hadn't been on stage. And it was many years before I myself realized that maybe God had given me a musical gift to be used in the church. I went away for university, but when I came back, I again had members and leaders in this congregation recognize my gifts and help me grow. By that time, Adam was the youth pastor, and I started volunteering with the youth group. Some of the youth that I helped lead are on stage this morning, which has been very cool to see. Adam put me in charge of leading worship for the youth and also leading some of the boys in discussion after the lesson. And in those roles, I was able to grow. And after youth group, we'd often talk about being a Christian and doing ministry, which also helped me grow as a Christian. Throughout my life, mature Christians have been incredibly important in helping me grow and fulfill the calling that God has placed on my life. I want to offer a point of contrast to that. When I went away to university for my undergrad, I didn't have these kinds of relationships where mature Christians were intentionally mentoring me and fostering my gifts. And that's partly on me. I didn't seek anyone out to help me grow. I majored in biblical studies, so I was learning lots of facts about the Bible. But knowing a lot of facts about the Bible is no substitute for a relationship with a mentor. Iron sharpens iron. A knife on its own cannot sharpen itself. As Christians, if we want to grow, we need to have mentors and teachers to lead us. Even church pastors, as they lead their congregations, need to be mentored by someone else. We see this with Paul and Timothy. Paul continues to mentor Timothy, even as Timothy leads the congregation in Ephesus. For me, as a new pastor in the Atlantic Baptist Convention, I'm required by the convention to have a mentor, a more experienced pastor, who can help guide me in my new role. And so you too should have mentors. You should have mature Christians in your life that are helping you grow. You need a Paul to your Timothy. No matter where you are in your Christian journey, whether you accepted Christ yesterday, whether you've been a Christian for 30 years, it's important to be mentored. But as I said at the beginning of my sermon, it's also important to be mentoring others. As Christians, we're called not only to be disciples, but also to be disciple makers. We need Christians who are willing to teach others, or nobody will get taught. Without Paul, we would have no Timothy. And so in addition to having a Paul in your life who is helping you grow, you should have a Timothy in your life who you are helping grow. Our text from 1 Peter speaks to this. As we mature as Christians, we're called not just to be sheep, but to be shepherds. And as you grow as a Christian, it is part of your Christian calling to teach others. Now that sounds like a responsibility, and it is, but it's also a privilege. Like Master Shifu and Kung Fu Panda, we also grow when we mentor others. And we can see this in Paul's letter to Timothy. Paul writes that he longs to see Timothy, that he's filled with joy when he is around Timothy. Paul and Timothy's relationship isn't just a one-way relationship. Paul's faith is also strengthened by Timothy, Paul, the titan of the faith. We know that the two of them had a very close relationship. In his various letters, Paul doesn't just call Timothy a coworker or a protege. He calls him a son. The two were so close, they had a relationship like family. We know that Paul relied heavily on Timothy. In his letter to the Philippian church, Paul writes, "Timothy has proved himself. I have no one else like him." By taking Timothy under his wing, Paul didn't just gain a disciple, he gained a close friend and someone who strengthened his own faith, who became indispensable to his mission to spread the gospel. I've heard many stories from pastors about how the congregations that they have been called to lead have ended up energizing and strengthening them. Often pastors learn as much from their congregations as their congregations learn from them. I know Bob has told stories before about his first church, Inglewood, and how much they helped him grow. For myself, during my field placement at Wolfville Baptist Church during my education, I had an opportunity to lead a small group of undergrad students in studying the Book of Acts. And I can say personally that my faith was energized and strengthened seeing the enthusiasm that they had for living out their faith in a public way. I know when I was their age, I was often hesitant to tell people that I was a Christian out of fear of what the reaction might be. But these young adults, most of them really still teenagers, were proud of their faith and prepared to live it out no matter the consequences. And I was encouraged to see that in them. Much of this service is focused on the young people in this congregation, the kids moving up to youth group, the teens already in youth group, the teens graduating and becoming young adults. And as these young people grow up in age, they will need people to help them grow up as Christians. They will need people to teach them what it means to live as a Christian. They will need people to walk alongside them and to pray for them. They will need people to see their gifts and give them opportunities to use them, like this Sunday. Because iron sharpens iron, and a knife on its own cannot sharpen itself. In the service today, we honored a lot of Timothys. We're going to need a lot of Pauls to help them grow. Now, I know that this is something this congregation is good at, because it was good at it for me when I was growing up. And I'm not just talking about the staff and the pastoral team, but the people in the chairs as well. When I was a child, George and Ina Caulfield took an interest in my sister and I, who's sitting in the front row here, and they continue to support and pray for us until they passed away a few years ago. Frank and Pauline Eady also took an interest in my sister and I after we went on a mission trip to Mexico with them, and they have continued to support my sister and I ever since. Between my degrees, I worked for Graham Smith, and our relationship wasn't just boss and employee. Graham mentored me in the Christian life and in the professional life. Rob Gibson was formerly my mentor for several months as I went through the Growing Leaders program. Jeannie Buchanan scouted me to be in the dinner theater play. And while that ultimately did not happen because of COVID, I grew a lot because of the training that we did. The reason that I'm able to be up here now and speak confidently and not die of stage fright is in part because of the teaching that I received from Jeannie. And there's many more in this congregation that have supported me as well. Just because I didn't say your name out loud doesn't mean I'm not thankful for the ways that you have helped me grow. The kids and the youth that we honored in this service also have gifts from God. They also have a calling. Their calling may not be into formal ministry like mine, but each and every one of them has a calling from God into the church and into the world. And God has given them gifts according to their calling. But they won't learn how to use those gifts or fulfill that calling without people teaching them how to use them and teaching them how to grow as Christians. The young people we honored in this service need you to help them grow. And so I'm asking for you to do for them what you did for me. As Christians, we are called to be disciples. And to be a disciple is to be a student or a learner. And so we need to be learning from more mature Christians if we're going to grow in what it means to be a Christian. And so you should have people in your life that are helping you grow. But as Christians, we are also called to be disciple makers. We are called to shepherd the flock that is under us and to help them grow too. And as we help them grow, we also grow. And so today I want to encourage you to find a Paul to your Timothy, but also to find a Timothy to your Paul. And I'm sure if you talk to the leadership of this church, they will help connect you to a Paul and to a Timothy. Both relationships will help you grow, and both relationships will grow others. As humans, we are designed to do life together, because a knife on its own cannot sharpen itself. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for bringing us into community. Thank you for this congregation. Thank you that we do not have to do life alone. Lord, we want to thank you for the people in our lives that have helped us grow. Thank you for putting them in our lives and preparing for them to be mentors and teachers. Lord, we would not be where we are today without them. Lord, we ask that you continue to bring wise teachers and mentors into our lives. Lord, we cannot grow alone. And so, Lord, we ask that you continue to bring into our lives mature Christians who can see our gifts and help us grow in our ability to use them. Bring into our lives people who can help us grow in our understanding of what it means to walk with you. And Lord, we ask that you make us into good mentors as well. We know that we are called to be disciple makers and that the Timothys in this church are in need of teaching and mentoring. And so, Lord, we ask that you use us to help them grow. Form us into the mentors that they need. We pray all these things in the name of Jesus, through the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.